Cattle markets bounced back this past week, and for Canadian ranchers, it's a reminder that strong fundamentals and resilient demand are still driving this cattle cycle. Prices clawed back most of the losses from the recent pullback for the past couple weeks, helped by more clarity on policy, including a slower reopening of the Mexican border to feeder cattle due to screwworm, which eased fears of a sudden flood of supply into the North American market. Cash cattle in Western Canada also moved higher, and while beef cutout values remain stagnant, this isn't unusual for this time of the year, and could stabilize as holiday kills tighten supply, according to Ann Wasco of the Gateway Livestock Exchange. I think the bigger story here for 2025 is definitely demand. Retail prices are still historically high, and consumers are still buying beef. That isn't just a supply story. It's a signal that people value the product and will pay for it even at these levels. For ranchers and cattle feeders, this may be the top end of the cycle, and it's easy to get comfortable, but this is when operations should be shoring up the business for the years ahead. High margins don't last forever, and good decisions now matter more than ever. I'm Sean Haney.